I'm Alex Makavica with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. The 2025 Wheat Variety Tours kicked off earlier this week on Thursday at Noble Seed Farms in Jefferson County. Amanda Easterly is a research assistant professor with the University of Nebraska. She helps coordinate these tours. She said after Thursday, the rest of these will take place coming up this week.
On June 9th, we will be down at Peters Seed Farms with Randy and Randon Peters. And that event usually is very well attended. It's a great chance to get to know other growers and the seed industry folks. The following day, June 10th, we will have two tours. One in the morning will be at the Stumpf International Wheat Research Center in Grant. That is a large event that we look at the wheat varieties. There's also other folks that share their research that is ongoing at the Stumpf Farm, so that may include more than just wheat. That one is lunch is provided, and so, you know, come and at least listen to us talk for a little bit, get some food. There is an RSVP requested for that, but it is free to attend, as are all of our events. Second event on June 10th is at VNF Seeds, so that's out in Dual County, east of Chapel. And that is a really nice small group event where we really have a chance for good conversation. The following day, continuing this marathon, June 11th, we'll be at the High Plains Ag Lab here north of Sydney. That event also includes lunch, free for everyone. And we will be talking a little bit more at that one on the wheat stem sawfly and the large amount of active research that's ongoing for that pest that we're doing collaboratively at UNL and beyond. That evening, we do have a change of plans on June 11th. We were going to go see two trials up in Box Butte County. The rain-fed trial, we have decided not to look at, and we will instead start at 5 p.m. at the irrigated site, and then there will be a burger feed sponsored by Cullen Farm Seed after that event. We wrap up June 12th at Jim Wyatt's farm in Banner County. Again, that's a great small group one. Really, really enjoy wrapping up at Jim's farm.
So cool. Exciting opportunities ahead, and you guys will be jam-packed there for about a week or so. That's exciting,
though. It will be.
Yeah, good deal. Well, Amanda, as we round out this conversation, obviously want to invite people out in whatever area they are to attend one of these wheat variety tours set for locations across Nebraska. Best way to get more information, stay up to date on maybe any changes that are happening. What is it?
Yes. So we do have flyers out and about that you might start seeing. But the best place for the most up-to-date information is at go.unl.edu/wheat-tours. And that will have all of the driving directions, all the details. It'll allow you to RSVP if necessary. And just a reminder, we really want folks to come out and ask us questions so that we can learn from you and we can all enjoy the chance to see some good wheat and hopefully get a little rain before then so it looks good.
Yeah.
But all the events are free. There's no cost to attend. Any meals or anything are sponsored by generally the hosts of that site. So we're grateful to all of our seed industry partners and the growers that host these trials. So come to one, come to all of them, and we'll see you there.
Excellent. Again, Amanda Easterly is our guest, research assistant professor with the University of Nebraska on the remaining 2025 wheat variety tours that will kick off Monday in Hitchcock County and then wrap up on Thursday, June 12th in Banner County. More information, again, at go.unl.edu. I'm Alex Makavica with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report here on the Rural Radio Network.